Well,
刘若英普通话讲得很标准。
Liu Yuling's Mandarin is spoken very standard.
美式英语发音也不差。
American English pronunciation is not bad either.
属于典型双语。
Belong to typical bilingual.
持有者也能听懂闽南语和日语。
Beholder can also understand Minnan and Japanese.
1995年发行的《为爱痴狂》。
In 1995, the book Cancer Mail was published.
直到五六年后才被广泛传唱。
It took 5 or 6 years to be widely sung.
就在这首歌火热传唱的时候。
When this song was hot and popular.
为钱办案。
To do business with money.
成就了湖北大悟县法院自导自演的荒唐闹剧。
Achieved the absurd farce staged by the court in Dou County, Hubei.
河南信阳的下岗职工张德强夫妇开了家建材门市部。
A couple from Zinxang, Hanan, who were laid off, opened a hardware store.
他们起早贪黑。
They work hard and diligently.
遵纪守法。
Obey the law.
然而让老张做梦也没有想到的是
What old Zhang never expected was
一场莫名其妙的官司
A strange lawsuit
使其倾家荡产
Make him bankrupt
2002年8月的一天中午
One day in August 2002
老张门市部门前来了辆法院的汽车
Old Zhang's department received a car from the court
从车上下来的人不由分说
People getting out of the car were in a state of chaos.
将老张铐到了车上。
He handcuffed old Jane to the car.
接着车便开出河南省到了相邻的湖北大悟县。
Then the car drove out of Henan province and into the neighboring Hubei Darwa County.
老张又被带上脚镣关进了看守所。
Old Zhang was taken away again and put in jail with handcuffs on his ankles.
次日
The next day,
他才被大悟县法院宣化镇法庭的彭庭长提审。
He was just brought in by Pang, the presiding judge of the court, to be interrogated at the court.
向他出示一份起诉书。
Present him with a complaint.
原来老张被湖北省的严某和孙某告了。
Originally, Lao Zhang was sued by someone named Yan and son from Hubei province.
称他出售劣质钢材。
He is accused of selling substandard steel.
可老张从不认识这两个人。
Mr. Zhang has never met these two people.
更没向他们出售过什么钢材。
I haven't sold any steel to them before.
十几天过去了。
10 days have passed.
老张蹲在看守所里。
Old Zhang was sitting in the prison.
再也没人理。
No one cares anymore.
他也不见开庭通知书。
He also didn't receive a notice of court proceedings.
妻子马秀华自然就急坏了。
Wife Marzu Huel was naturally very anxious.
他追到了大悟县法院。
He chased after the Darwa County Court.
恳求放人，没成想法官倒也爽快，提出放人可以。
I'm asking for a release, but the official is willing to release, which is good.
但要拿出30万元。
But you need.To come up with 300,000.
马秀华一听就懵了。
Marzu Huel was stunned when she heard this.
上哪儿找这笔巨款？
Where to find this huge sum of money?
后来几经恳求交涉。
After several rounds of negotiations and persuasion,
法官把钱降到了10万元。钱。
The judge reduced the sentence to 100,000 yuan.
如数交上，老张也就不明不白地回了家。
Old Chang, after receiving the goods, didn't know what to do, so he went home.
无独有偶
Similarly,
同样的遭遇也降临到信阳。
The same fate also befalls Zinang.
另一个做钢材生意的刘清建头上也是未经任何审判。
Another steel businessman, Liu Qingjian, also had no trial.
交了130,000元后释放。
After paying 130,000 yuan, he was released.
更令人惊奇的是
More surprisingly,
两名原告居然也是告老张的严某和孙某，老刘同样也是根本不认识他们。
The two plaintiffs, Mr. Yan and Mr. Sun, were actually also suing the banned guy, but Mr. Liu also didn't recognize them at all.
这到底是怎么回事呢？
What's going on?
中央电视台焦点访谈的记者曾经来到宣化镇，找到曾提审过张刘二人的法官了解情况。
A reporter from CCTV Focus Interview Program visited the Xuanhua town to interview the judges who had previously interrogated Zhang Liu.
亲自办理此案并收钱的彭庭长的解释是
The explanation of Peng Tingcheng, who personally handled the case and received payment, is
此案过去了很长时间了。
This case has been going on for a long time.
案卷也不在这里。
The case is not here either.
你们要采访。
You want to interview.
要通过法院领导的批准。
With the approval of the court leader.
以遵守纪律为名。
In the name of discipline.
彭庭长最终拒绝了采访。
Mr. Peng finally refused the interview.
无奈之下
In desperation,
记者又来到大悟县法院。
The reporter returned to the Dawu County People's Court.
要求法院的负责人批准记者的采访。
Request the court's leader to approve the journalist's interview.
然而
However,
上班时间里
During working hours,
法院院长
Chief Justice,
副院长
Associate Dean,
办公室全部关门
The office is closed.
记者未曾见到任何一位负责人
The reporter never saw any of the officials.
记者
Reporter,
最后只好来到刑事审判庭
Finally, the case ended in the criminal trial.
在这里了解有关情况。
Find out more about the situation.
这儿的人一口咬定拘捕张刘二人有足够的证据。
The people here have enough evidence to arrest Zhang Liu and his accomplice.
可办案的副庭长到天津出差了。
The deputy chief judge of the court was on a business trip to Tianjin.
而案卷还没有归档。
And the case file has not been archived.
看来
It seems that
采访法官是不成了。
Interviewing judges is becoming a trend.
了解情况
Understand the situation
也不成。
It's no use.
记者只能自己寻找案件的当事人探探底漏。
The reporter could only find the parties involved in the case by investigating secretly.
记者按线索找到原告之一的严某及妻妻董某。
Reporter found the original plaintiff Yan and his wife Dong, according to the tip.
让记者吃惊的是
Surprisingly,
他们并不知道自己起诉了张刘二人，起诉苏氏宣化镇法庭。
They didn't know that they had sued Zhang Liu and Su Shi to the Xuanhua Town Court.
事先写好后
After writing it in advance,
拿来让他们签名的
Get them to sign it.
而且起诉书中写了些什么
And what was written in the lawsuit.
他们也是全然不知。
They were also completely unaware.
那么，张刘二人交给法庭的共计23万元做什么用呢？
So what are the 230,000 yuan that Zhang Liu handed over to the cop for?
据彭庭长说，
According to Peng,
是作为给当事人的赔偿款，
as compensation to the parties involved,
和当事人，
as the person involved,
也就是原告严某。
that is the plaintiff, Mr. Yan.
我孙某却一分钱也没见到，
Mr. Sun didn't see a single penny.
难道这无中生有的抓人罚款的闹剧，
This ridiculous farce of arbitrarily arresting people and demanding fines
真的是大陆县法院宣化镇法庭一手炮制的吗？
Was it actually fabricated by the courtroom of Chuandur Town, Daju County?
记者再次来到法院，一负责人干脆一问。
The reporter returned to the court and asked a court official directly. 3.
三不知，支吾搪塞中用上衣兜住头，
Wearing a jacket to cover his head.
落荒而去。
To flee in a hurry.
后来还是一位法院的知情人解开了记者心中的疑团。
Later, a witness from the court clarified the doubts in the journalist's mind.
原来，
Originally,
这抓人罚款的一系列活动，
this series of activities of arresting and fining people,
都是为了完成经济指标。
all for the purpose of achieving economic indicators.
每个基层法庭经济指标的任务完成不了。
The task of economic indicators for each primary court cannot be completed.
就开不出工资。
I can't get paid.
如此重压之下，
Under such pressure,
各个法庭的人真是八仙过海。
everyone in the courtroom is like a bunch of people crossing the sea.
各显其能，整个大悟县法院乱收费。
Each has its own strengths. A large Wugong County court is corrupt.
乱罚款，
extortion.
乱拘留。
Arbitrary detention.
该管一管了。
Take care of it.
以上内容是2004年1月31日焦点访谈栏目的后续跟进公开报道。
The above content is a follow-up report published on January 31, 2004, in the Focus interview program.
当然，后续还有沈阳的五粮液设假案，茅台被查扣。
Of course, there were also the cases of fake 51-year-old Matai in Shenyang, which were investigated and seized.
还有河南泌阳市监管局查扣21车冻货。
In addition, the Yiang City Supervision Bureau in Henan Province seized 21 vehicles loaded with frozen goods.
这些车辆行驶途中发生了严重的偏航。
These vehicles experienced a severe drift while in motion.
如出一辙。
Exactly the same.